This episode is brought to you by the European Coworking Assembly. We are everything Coworking Europe. If you head to the Coworking Assembly website, you can connect with our World Coworking, European Freelancers Week, Coworking Symposium, Coworking Library, and Coworking Tools.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Coworking Values podcast, and I've wanted to say this for years. My next guests need no introduction. It's Hector Colonis and Ashley Proctor. Ashley, what are you known for this year, other than being like the OG of Canadian co-working?
Oh my goodness, I'm working in so many different realms. I have to say, this year I would be known as the co-producer of the Coworking Alliance Summit and executive producer of Coworking Canada.
So, like Captain Marvel, working in so many different realms, and Hector, the mind meld of tech in the co-working industry. What are you up to, sir?
I guess you could say I'm one of the two co-founders at Syncaroo.com. We're working really hard to just make sure everything connects so operators can focus on the human elements of co-working and workspace, and a co-producer at the Coworking Alliance Summit with Ashley.
That's an excellent segue into the – so we, basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the Coworking Alliance Summit, which I'm like wildly enthusiastic about because we run the Coworking Assembly and the London Coworking thing, and we know everyone around the universe, and having the – I know it's very meta. So this is information and enthusiasm about the Coworking Alliance Summit. So it might really sound a little bit like the advert, but all three of us are very anti-adverts. So what –
So, Ashley, why should someone come to the Coworking Alliance Summit?
The plaster off.
I think the summit is meant for folks who are either running or trying to reactivate maybe a sleepy or a quiet alliance that they have been running for a while. It's also for people who are thinking about building new co-working alliances, people who are in a town and they think that maybe I could be the one to start a co-working alliance in my area. And also we're looking for folks who are in co-working related, or adjacent alliances as well, because we want to learn from each other in terms of structure and the kinds of projects we might be tackling together and sharing our practices.
That's lovely. Getting a group of people in any industry together is a really, really important thing. And that's always worked for a lot of things I've been involved in. But what to do with those people when they're actually assembled, you know, after the first couple of meetings, it's a bit like, why are we here? And then you get into a lot of conversations about which communication app to use. And I hope, you know, there's something hanging around this group of people, which has helped me jump over a lot of that early predictable navel gazing. Hector, you said I can't remember when, but I'm going to accuse you of saying like the future of the industry is alliances, and I think that was about 2019. And then where do you think we are now? Because a lot of things shifted in the last 2 years.
Yeah, so I think that's a really good paraphrase of something I may have said back in, as you said, 2019, where we started seeing more collaboration, not only between the independent brands and the independent operators, but also between larger operators trying to figure out where does co-working sit in the local economy, in the national economy, and broader than that. What's happened, obviously, during 2020 is we were kind of all forced. We were all thrown into the same whitewater rapids, and we all had to kind of figure out, how do we all represent ourselves, but the society, the industry we're in. And I think that has spilled over into 2021 and now into 2022, where we're seeing national bodies, we're seeing lobbying efforts, we're seeing co-marketing campaigns being run on behalf of groups of co-working spaces, on groups of shared and flexible operators, to really, on the one hand, fix the narrative that it's not either work from home or work from the office, but there is this third space, this third place that is, a big part of the co-working world. And the second is just to promote the fact that you can find something for every type of worker. The future of work is not picking an office. It's picking where you can do the best work at that time, or picking the right space for that work for a specific time And that's got to come down to people bundling together to tell that message and build that narrative in their local communities.
That's great. What's what can you say a bit about what is what happened last year? What are you hoping people would get out of this year? Like what topics are prominent, top of mind? What's going to be talked about, and what do you hope will be talked about? Would be a way of saying that.
Yeah, I guess for those who haven't been before, the summit is a participatory experience. So in addition to a few speakers, which at this event I sort of like to think of as gardeners, because they're not presenting keynotes as much as they're presenting ideas and thoughts and planting seeds for conversations that we might be able to have in smaller breakout groups later on at the event. And we break out into different sessions, like an unconference format. So the attendees are actually voting on the sessions that they'd like to attend. And that way they can customize sort of a choose your own adventure experience of the summit and pick where it is that what would most benefit their alliance. And this is where it helps to bring multiple alliance members as well, because you can really split up and each attend different events and then bring back the information to your alliance and alliance members as well. So some of the topics that tend to come up over and over at the summit events and unconference sessions we've done in the past around alliances. We talk about the basics, how to start an alliance if the people are just starting out. We kind of go through collectives and alliances 101 and best practices there, or at least sharing what we've learned over the last decade or so in co-working specific alliances. Also, groups are breaking out to talk about, managing their operations, how to reactivate or reanimate an alliance, but also how to grow the alliance and increase member engagement, or how to partner with the government. Some people are talking about how to fundraise or get grants. I love the conversation that comes up about structure, and that's one we're going to dive a bit deeper into this year in a few different ways with some gardeners as well as some conversations around structure, because as we know that the German Co-working Federation is a holacracy, and there are a few other structures that we use, and most of us are very passionate about the structures we choose for our alliances. And we have someone that's going to be helping us to think more about collaborative and cooperative structures and how we're actually contributing by example, but also in practice to a larger systemic and societal change in the way that we organize, the way we collaborate, the way that we lead, and the way that we make decisions, and also the solutions that we come up with. I mean, some of the alliances have come up with really practical tools. COHIP, the co-working health insurance plan, for example, came out of an alliance effort to be able to provide insurance for all of the members collectively across one region. And now it's a national plan and has been for almost a decade. And so these aren't small initiatives. We are coming together to talk about how we can educate people and increase awareness about co-working or flex and hybrid work. But we also are making significant social change as well.
There's Hector, what is, can you say something about the hyperlocal thing? Because that's, now we're meeting a bit more in person in London, and people have moved away from the centre of London. So the 6, 5 and 4 zones are more alive. People have stopped commuting into town. That question that's been around for three of us for a long time about local economy, hyperlocal, and everything like that. Is there, maybe you haven't got anything because I haven't really got a question in what I'm saying here, but what do you think the opportunity is for being local and running an alliance in 2022?
Well, I think 2022 we're going to keep seeing more and more co-working and co-working-esque communities pop up outside of the city centers, outside of the CBDs, with central business districts. And we're going to see a lot more collaboration between these spaces. What we saw in the early days of co-working was spaces really defining who their community is, who they were trying to build a product and a service for, and then redirecting folks who were either too big, didn't fit that, that community, or were looking for something a little bit different to other, let's say, similar or friendly co-working spaces. That's going to continue to happen. With regards to kind of the impact on the hyperlocal economy, it's undeniable that whenever a co-working space starts to mature, grow in any local economy, it directly impacts the retail in the surrounding region. It directly impacts the mom and pop shops. Directly impacts it reduces the brain drain. I mean, we're seeing this huge shift here in America where towns are investing heavily into building these hubs to keep remote workers and to keep startups and to keep freelancers working within the towns instead of commuting or moving to find opportunity or prosperity on either coast. So there is a lot to be said, and alliances will play a big game in that, because it's an education thing, right? People need to understand, you know, what's the difference between renting a desk and co-working and an incubator and an accelerator and a coffee shop? And why should I pay a monthly fee when I can buy one coffee a day at the local coffee shop? And why that's not a bad idea to sometimes work from a coffee shop and sometimes work from a co-working space. So that education piece is probably better shared in a local alliance than each space trying to compete on selling a different, slightly different version of the story.
That collaboration over competition thing is something I've like personally experienced more than ever in the last few years. I hope that's my hope. I'm going to say my hope is because you know, the more that spreads around our communities, the better. Actually, can you run through like what to expect on the day? You know, how many hours it's going to be? Do we need to bring snacks? You know, can my grandma come? Just those kind of housekeeping things.
Yeah, sure. Just before that, I wanted to just, on your last statement, a lot of people claim, you know, to the statement collaboration over competition. But the people in the alliances who are collaborating across different regions, within their region, and like literally with their neighbor, direct competitors, those are the folks who are living that statement. And I think there's a lot to be learned from them. So this is what is really exciting about bringing these folks together. We learn so much from alliances outside of our own region, just as we learn so much from our neighborhood and neighboring spaces. So
absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to that part. But just logistically, the summit is 3 hours long. There is a wind down happy hour afterwards. It is an event. But the 3 hours is really broken up into different sessions. So if you can't make the whole event, it makes sense to come from the intro so you have an idea of how the day will flow, and you can decide which sessions to be on and vote for your favorites. And then you can choose to attend the sessions that are of most interest to you. We regroup at the end as well to share out from the sessions. So that's another good time to pop in if you can only make a portion of the event, because we all come together and share everything we've learned in those breakout sessions so that we're all leaving with something. We also collaboratively create a document with all of our shared learnings and best practices and links and resources and you know, resources from our sponsors and our partners. And there's all kinds of stuff that people use throughout the rest of the year. So lots to gain by participating and lots of ways to participate. You can grab a ticket at coworkingalliancesummit.com. There are also pay what you can tickets if the cost is prohibitive. We want everyone to be able to participate. And this year we've also opened up the conference to industry professionals. So you don't have to be a part of a current alliance. You could be just a really collaborative or hope to be collaborative, co-working adjacent or related, supportive organization or company, and you want to know what this is all about. You might want to be building relationships with some of these alliances and helping them do work or solve some of the challenges that they happen to all collectively have. That might be a ticket for you as well. We just want to increase collaboration, building bridges and sort of breaking down those silos between industries as well. So come on out. And everything's at coworkingalliancesummit.com. You can reach us there as well.
Go to Co-Work Alliance Summit. Something, I can't even do it. There we go. But I would, for those of you, and there's some of you people I've definitely sent this to for you to listen to, is by spending 3 hours on here, it will, I promise you, it will accelerate what you're doing in your local community or thinking about what you're doing in your local community. And if you come and it's that rubbish, just ring me up and I will refund your ticket myself, because this is really, really important stuff. And everything, you know, like Ashley and Hector and I have been having calls like this for years, and we would have been never have got where we are if we hadn't have just like turned up to a few calls and events and chatted and stuff like that. And, you know, arguably things, I don't know why I said arguably, because definitely, you know, things like the co-working idea project came out of that. Loads of the stuff we do in Europe, and every, you know, there's a lot of people who run alliances in Europe that I met a lot of those people in 2014, and they've been talking nonstop since then. And I think a lot of us were set up for the pandemic in a way that we never knew we needed to prepare for something like that. And that's why co-working for a lot of people has become a really, really strong part of their local economy. It helped people get through that pandemic. Here in London, we had endless calls just kind of supporting each other in a way that we never knew we would have to. So, you know, I'm a complete believer in the co-working alliance movement. Hector, is there anything else you'd like to add to that before we run downstairs for happy hour?
Yeah, it's on the 16th of February. I'm not sure if we've said that. And everything,
I always miss out those big details.
And everything is available at coworkingalliancesummit.com.
And the other thing, we're going to put a link in the show notes. Obviously the European Coworking Assemblies newsletter is the best one in Europe, but the best one in the world is the This Week in Coworking, which is, do you want to say a little bit about that? Because I'm going to make people sign up to it like I always do, Hector. But what can I find in This Week in Coworking?
Oh, that's this week has been absolutely mad. Just getting crazier and crazier. You'll obviously find the link to the Coworking Alliance Summit in the events section, as well as the London Breakfast Meetup that's happening in February as well. But apart from that, there's a whole bunch of news around acquisitions, about market moves, about some of the data sets that are coming out of co-working. And it's basically just the things I'm reading every week, and I think people shouldn't miss. I put it into a newsletter and send it out every Thursday morning.
There's a lot of episodes that have come out, a lot of editions that have come out so far. And also you can go to LinkedIn and find that, and I'll link to Ashley, who recently joined LinkedIn, and its share value shot up, and also Hector as well. Thank you very much for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to coworkingassembly.eu, and there's one of those annoying but highly effective little pop-ups that come up that say sign up for our newsletter, and we'll email you this podcast, stories from around people in the European Coworking Assembly community, and also events and stuff we're doing. Thank you very much for your time. Say goodbye, Ashley. Say goodbye, Hector.
Bye.
Thanks.